For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There are many reports over two different questions. One, in the New York Times, says the FBI investigated the president as a possible national security threat after firing the agency's director, James Comey. The second involves the president's discussions with his Russian counterpart. The Washington Post report that President Trump wanted even his own top officials kept in the dark about his meetings with the president of Russia has renewed questions like this from his critics.
Why is he so chummy with Vladimir Putin? Why is this President Trump's best buddy?
Second highest Senate Democrat Dick Durbin on ABC's This Week. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson had this take on CNN.
This is not a traditional president. He has unorthodox means, but he is president of the United States. It's pretty much up to him in terms of who he wants to read into his conversations with world leaders.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
With the partial government shutdown now in its 23rd day, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is suggesting that the president set a deadline for resolving the government shutdown.
Before he pulls the plug on the legislative option, and I think we're almost there, I would urge him to open up the government for a short period of time, like 3 weeks, before he pulls the plug, see if we can get a deal. If we can, at the end of 3 weeks, all bets are off.
Prices at the pump have dropped, with gas now averaging $2.31 a gallon nationally for regular. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
The price of crude has been volatile. It hit extreme lows and began to climb back, and now it has reached under $52 per barrel. It is the biggest factor in what happens to the price of gasoline. It's the main reason that consumers got a 66 cents per gallon price crash in the past 14 weeks.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Iowa Republican Steve King is getting an earful from his own party. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
The Congressional Black Caucus is condemning racist comments made by Congressman Steve King and is calling for his removal from his committee assignments. Other lawmakers have come out in reaction as well. Senator Ted Cruz tells NBC's Meet the Press the comments were wrong.
What Steve King said was stupid. It was stupid, it was hurtful, it was wrong, and he needs to stop it. I think all of us ought to be united, regardless of party, in saying white supremacism, white nationalism is hatred, it is bigotry, it is evil, it is wrong. And I think we need that clarity, and I'm certainly going to urge everyone to provide that clarity.
King was under fire for comments he made that appeared to defend white nationalism. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The American Shakespeare Festival Theater, a historic and cultural landmark in Stratford, Connecticut, has burned to the ground. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
No reports of injuries after the early Sunday morning fire. Firefighters called to the site in Stratford, Connecticut at about 1 a.m. and found the building already fully engulfed in flames. The theater has been host to dozens of famous actors and actresses, including Ed Asner, James Earl Jones, Christopher Walken, and Katharine Hepburn. And the cause of the fire remains under investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.